Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Kelly Owyler back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I don't think I said that. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And Kelly is our good friend. And guess what? This is Kelly's 13th anniversary of being a member of our Brain Trust. Kelly Owyler is the author of Paradoxical Thinking. She's an outstanding coach and consultant to small businesses, and she's our good friend. Happy anniversary, Kelly.
Thank you very much. I hadn't realized it was number 13.
How about that? The lucky 13, right?
I think 13 is a good thing in many cases.
Well, we consider you to be an original founding member of the Brain Trust, because if I started the Brain Trust in 98, I started thinking about this community of experts in 98 as our Brain Trust. And so anybody who joined us that year, I consider them to be a founding member. So congratulations, and thank you for all that you've done for us over the years.
Well, thank you for everything you do for small businesses.
Kelly, one of the things that I was telling the audience about before you got here was how much smarter we've gotten and how much more in tune with ourselves we've become since you've been joining us to teach us about paradoxes and how that we're, to use one of my terms I like to use, we're this cute little bundle of paradoxes that all of us are, but you've taught us that paradoxes are not a bad thing, that actually paradoxes are the yin and the yang of who we are, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're the yin and the yang of us as people, but also of any concept, idea that you have, and a lot of actions that we take as well are paradoxical. And we know now that if we take paradox out of the picture, that we're looking at ordinariness.
Mm-hmm.
And if we allow it to exist in a healthy way, we're looking at the possibility of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's funny. I was
Are the people who achieve greatness, do they embrace their paradoxes, or do they
greatness doesn't necessarily mean, you know, something that's great on a scale of world then.
Right.
Just greatness within our own lives.
Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. Also, don't obsess about it though.
Part of it is that the paradox. When we talk about paradox in people, and you and I have talked about this, that if we were to make a list of all of our own personal characteristics and qualities,
mm-hmm.
and be honest about it to ourselves, what we'll find is that we'll often have things that seem like they shouldn't be there in the same person, that they contradict
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that when we come to understand those things that do contradict each other, we realize that it's those contradictions that make us have an edge to be at our best.
Right.
Well, and if we try and become too consistent, that's when we fall back into ordinariness, when we try and take those contradictions away.
Let me offer the audience, because you and I haven't talked about this for a little while. Let me offer the audience something that either you said or I came up with as we've talked about this in the past, and I've never forgotten this. Folks, if you have a salesperson who just can't seem to get their paperwork done, they just are not good with the details, but they're selling like crazy. They're great at doing at selling. If you tried to make them better at details, you might lose the sales part of the sales efficiency, the sales effectiveness. The thing that makes him or her one way also makes them the other way. Right? Right, Kelly?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you to embrace the paradoxical elements of ourselves and of your people, and find a way to deal with it, right?
Yes. And, you know, when you really look at finding a way to deal with it that is going to work for the person and the business, often what you do is you end up doing a compromise that's effective. So, no, you don't have to do all the paperwork. We just need you to do this much of it.
Right.
And that can be very effective. You know, fill this part and this part out, and we'll get the rest taken care of.
Well, or in the case of the salesperson, you might say, you know what? How about you not doing any paperwork and let I'll find somebody to do the paperwork if you'll keep selling.
Yeah.
And so
just get the paperwork to us. That's your job.
That's right. So okay. So you've been doing some further investigation of paradoxes, and you've come across something you call, it's a new term that I want you to tell the audience about.
Well, it's the paradox of design. And you know, Jim, when Jerry and I first wrote Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions, when you would do an internet search and a library search, because we still use libraries pretty much in those days, you'd maybe come up with 200 hits on the word paradox. And it usually involved the standard paradoxes that you learn in school, like the Abilene paradox, the liar paradox. You know, that's the one that says if this sentence is false, then it's true, but then if the sentence is false, then it means that it actually is true, which means it's false, and it kind of goes on forever. You remember all that stuff
from like
school that we studied? Yeah. Well, I did a search the other day, and do you know that there were over 63.5 million hits on paradox?
Wow.
And when we first published this book, very little was out there other than the things I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is so much going on. And there are two new books that I find fascinating. One is Success Through Failure, The Paradox of Design. And that's written by Henny Petrosky, and it's worth people picking up and reading it. Because what he's saying is that desire, not necessity, is the mother of invention.
Hmm.
And he thinks that new ideas and things or new things and the ideas for things come from our dissatisfaction with what there already is and a desire for something that's more satisfactory for doing what we want done.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially what he's saying is that failure is a unifying principle in the design of anything. And Jim, think about it. Why did you start your business?
I lost my job.
Well, you lost your job, but there was also something that was failing that you thought.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly right. No, that's right. And I had been wanting to do this for a long time, and the losing of the job was just a trigger. It wasn't really the cause of it. It wasn't really why I did it. It was just the moment in time. And but now one of the things about this failure thing you're talking about, I've said for a long time that failure is the harness mate of success.
Yes. They go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Side by side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in this case...
Hold on to that thought, Kelly. I want to come back and talk about this some more, folks. This is good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This is helping to get your head out of the trenches and think about who you are and your team, your organization, and why you do the things that you do. 20 after, right back with Kelly Ohlweiler. Stay with us.
The way he said, say goodnight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.